The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings that are occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And as has been the way we do things a little bit during this strange era of COVID, we're going to start off today with some entertainment news. Kevin Hart has teamed up with Sirius XM to debut a new original podcast, and Jerry Seinfeld is going to be the first guest of the season. The satellite radio company announced the launch of Hart's Inside Jokes with Kevin Hart, along with two other original programs. He will host the series premiere with Seinfeld's guest appearance on the Laugh Out Loud radio channel. On Inside Jokes, Hart will interview top comedians and rising stars. The superstar comedian and actor will chronicle their comedy club experiences and touch on never-before-heard stories. Hart says, "I'm sitting down with some of the best voices in comedy to give my listeners the stories behind the jokes they hear on stage. Comedians have all been through it, and I'm excited that I'll be digging deep into the lives of my peers for my first podcast." Then, Dwayne Johnson, the WWE guy, you know, a lot of movies, some TV, he's got a new comedy sitcom coming out on NBC called Young Rock, and it has him campaigning for president in 2032. A coming-of-age story inspired by the former pro wrestler's colorful but challenging childhood and youth. Young Rock is framed by the adult Johnson's reflections on his life as he stumps for office, using the candidacy as a device to revisit his past was suggested by the executive producer of Young Rock. Johnson is also an executive producer for the series. It starts on February 16th. All right, speaking of laughs from an NBC sitcom, let's move on to the comedy clubs. At Goodnight's coming up Thursday through Saturday, February 4th through the 6th, it's Shane Gillis. Shane is a comedian, radio personality, and podcaster out of New York. He is one half of Matt and Shane's secret podcast. He's been featured in CNN, Time Magazine, Fox News, Al Jazeera, HBO, Rolling Stone, The New York Times, The Cometown Podcast, Comedy Central, and almost Saturday Night Live. Friday through Sunday, February 12th through the 14th, the Good Nights. Dave Landau. Dave is an open book when it comes to his demons, which is one of the many ways he turns the everyman's comic persona on its head. A recovering alcoholic and addict turned family man, Landau tells tales of his life, family, and sobriety with such ease that you can't help but relate to him. And just when you relate, he twists the story further, creating an uproariously funny performance. At Goodnight's Thursday through Saturday, February 18th through the 20th, it is Sam Tripoli. Sam views comedy as a calling rather than a profession. It's a passion that he preaches to audience live in nightclubs, radio, television, and podcasts nationwide. He co-hosts two All Things Comedy Network podcasts, Punch Drunk Sports, and his popular Tinfoil Hat podcast. On stage, he's a force of nature, pacing the stage like a cyclone of funny as he questions authority and the conventions of our society one moment, then earnestly expressing his affinity for the bizarre next. Thursday through Saturday, February 25th through the 27th, it's Mark Norman, an extremely prolific stand-up. He previously had a 1 hour and a half hour Comedy Central specials and has made an unparalleled 7 appearances on Conan, 3 appearances on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and 1 appearance on both The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and The Late Late Show with James Corden. Sunday, February 28th, Caleb Sinan. Caleb is one of the hottest young comics in the country and good-looking to boot. His unique background as a preacher's kid from a small southern town gives him the ability to relate to any and every crowd, even though he's a big old millennial who lives in L.A. He's written and starred in 2 different Comedy Central web series, Deadliest Chef and Wise Words, and he's performed on Conan twice, Last Comic Standing once, and Fuses uproarious. Friday through Sunday, we're moving into March, 5 through 7, it's Tony Roberts. Tony may not be a household name, but he's garnered the coveted honor of being a comedian's comedian. A nonstop, energy-charged joke ride, Roberts tackles everything from personal stories to popular culture with the same gusto and bounce-around-the-stage energy that will have you crying from laughter. He's performed on HBO's Def Comedy Jam, BET's Comic View, It's Showtime at the Apollo, and Shaquille O'Neal presents All-Star Comedy Jam. Thursday through Sunday, March 11th through the 14th, Tony Rock, a comedian, actor, writer, and producer. Tony is a man of many talents. The younger brother of Chris Rock, Tony is a bona fide comedy star in his own right, with credits ranging from the box office hit Think Like a Man to the BET favorite Real Husbands of Hollywood to his own Comedy Central Presents special. Then Thursday through Saturday, March 25th through the 27th, it's Chris Fitzsimmons, or Chris Fitzsimmons. Greg is a comic who doesn't need a fancy gimmick or shtick to rouse a crowd. He simply opens his mouth, the perfectly crafted jokes fly out, and the crowd is in stitches. A mixing of incisive wit with scathing sarcasm, Fitzsimmons has honed his brand of observational yet self-deprecating comedy. And a special note, all shows are 18-plus unless noted at Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Then moving on to Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. The phone number to get an updated schedule any day, 919-589-8558. All right, Thursday through Sunday, February 25th through the 28th, it's Tony Baker. Tony's a stand-up comedian and actor on the rise, whether it's on stage, film, television, or social media. He was featured on the last 2 seasons of NBC's Last Comic Standing. Gabriel Iglesias presents Stand-Up Revolution on Comedy Central, Comics Unleashed on CBS, Stand Up on Stars, and We Got Next on Aspire. Tony was also the winner of the 37th Annual San Francisco International Comedy Competition and also LA's Funniest Comic. Currently, there are no shows scheduled during the month of March at Raleigh Improv. Upcoming shows this spring include Gilbert Gottfried, Nick DiPaolo, Andrew Schultz, Christopher Titus, Jeff Allen, Tammy and the Gang, The Christie Show, Jess Hilarious, Roy Wood Jr., and Craig Shoemaker. That's the lineup at Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Reminder, if your family was thinking about a trip to Raleigh's Pullen Park, there are a few things you should know. The park's popular carousel is closed because of COVID-related precautions. And the park's kiddie train will be closed until February 27th for some regular track maintenance. The park's kiddie boats are open, but with limited capacity. If you go, you'll need to pass a wellness check and wear a mask while riding the attractions. The city cautions people to expect some wait times. By the way, the Javis Park carousel is also closed because of COVID. Of course, capacity limits and safety concerns have led to the cancellation or postponement of numerous shows, concerts, and events during the last year, a trend that will likely continue through at least the early part of 2021, probably into summer. With vaccinations occurring daily, venue and theater operators are trying to plan for shows this year. If I'm thinking positively, our sort of Theater Raleigh summer series starts in May. So my intention is to do the 4 or 5 shows we have planned for our summer series, crossing our fingers that the gathering size will be larger. That is from Theater Raleigh's Lauren Kennedy Brady. Since November, it has offered hybrid performances with 25 people in attendance and the rest watching a live stream. The North Carolina Theater has a similar problem, but on a much larger scale. President and CEO Elizabeth Doran says their shows cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to produce. So even though they've already made radical cuts and even planned cuts for upcoming shows, they still need to have more than 700 people in the audience to be financially feasible. They are prepping for a spring comeback with hopes of larger scale performances by fall. All special events and gatherings of 50 people or more in Raleigh are canceled through March 31st, though most of their larger-scale events take place later in the year. That includes the IBMA, World of Bluegrass, the largest event the city hosts each year. Of course, the 2020 version occurred online. Here's the lineup for Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there, 919-996-8700. Duke Energy Center has scheduled several streaming events over the next few months. Streaming starts at 8 p.m. Details about upcoming events are available by calling the Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. Okay, Sunday and Monday, February 3rd and 4th, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, and this is from Carolina Ballet, and it is at another location. I could not find out where that other location is. But anyway, Friday, February 5th, Friday Favorites. This is Vivaldi's Four Seasons from the North Carolina Symphony. It is a streaming event. Saturday, February 13th, Valentine's Romance and Tango, again, a North Carolina Symphony streaming events. Classy and sophisticated for your Valentine, beloved romantic music, like Debussy's Clair de Lune, combines with fiery tangos from Piazzolla. Saturday, February 20th, Duke Energy Center, the Krueger Brothers. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as is Famous Overtures on Saturday, February 27th. Franco Escamilla's show in March has been postponed. March 5, 6, and 11, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Friday, March 12th, an R-rated magic show. Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from Carolina Ballet. Returning to the stage in March is Robert Weiss's revered ballet, Four Seasons, Vivaldi's renowned piece of music paired with Weiss's vibrant choreography, leaves no doubt as to why this is a triangle favorite. This program will also feature a new ballet by Weiss. And once again, this event, this particular event, is held or being held at another location. All right, March 19, 20, 25, and 26. Swing and Blues with Byron Stripling. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as is Gershwin and Dvorak, March 26 and 27 and April 1st. Then Tuesday, March 30th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience, has been postponed. April 9, 10, and 15, Beethoven Eroica. This is a streaming event. Friday and Sunday, April 9th and 11th, La Boheme from the North Carolina Opera has been postponed. April 16, 17, and 22nd and 23rd, Ragtime Kings, a streaming event. Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th, Cinderella from Carolina Ballet. The iconic tale of fantasy and true love comes to life once again with Cinderella, featuring an original score played live by composer Carl Moraski, while Robert Weiss's choreography tells the story of Cinderella's transformation into a beautiful princess and her journey to find true love. This event is currently scheduled for Memorial Auditorium in April. April 30th, May 1st, May 6th, and May 7th, Beethoven Violin Concerto, streaming. Saturday, May 1st, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. May 7, 8, and 13, Cirque de la Symphonie from the North Carolina Symphony. This is a streaming event, as is Beethoven Symphony No. 5 being performed May 14 and 15, and then the 20th and 21st. Friday through Sunday, May 14 and 16, Mozart, the Magic Flute, this from the North Carolina Opera in Memorial Auditorium. Thursday through Sunday, May 20th through the 23rd, Macbeth, this is from Carolina Ballet. Now, when Macbeth premiered in 2016, it was one of the most anticipated ballets ever created by Robert Weiss. Featuring brilliant choreography, fascinating sets and costumes, and an incredibly powerful score, Macbeth weaves a tale of love, power, lust, and greed. Also in May, Saturday the 22nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia. So that's what's currently scheduled at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts through May. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, of course, the DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com. The Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. The DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street, or you can contact Ticketmaster. the upcoming events, Pretty Woman the Musical, To Kill a Mockingbird, and Oklahoma have all been postponed. Then Tuesday, April 27th, an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. A true legend in every sense of the word, Julie Andrews has entertained millions for more than half a century. Ms. Andrews shares her extraordinary experiences from her early days in vaudeville in England to the popular projects and work she continues to create today. Friday and Saturday, May 14 and 15 at Deepak, Trolls Live. Get ready for another hair-raising adventure when Poppy, Branch, and all their Trolls friends come to life on stage. Their first ever live tour. It's jam-packed with epic music, glitter, humor, and happiness. Monday and Tuesday, June 14 and 15, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. What happens after an artist has achieved his dreams? That was the major question Jason Isbell was asking himself, leading up to the creation of his latest album. Reunions recorded with the 400 Unit. After all, four-time Grammy winner Isbell is at the top of his game. He is widely acclaimed as one of our best songwriters and possesses a devoted audience who have pushed his last two albums to the top of the charts. On Saturday, June 26th, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. This production has sold out arenas and venues all over the world since 1995 and is the absolute best and most authentic ABBA show. There are hits like Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Does Your Mother Know, Take a Chance, SOS, The Winner Takes It All, Super Trooper, Money, 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 and many, many more are delivered with such accuracy that it's hard to believe that it's not the real ABBA on stage. And that's Deepak, or Durham Performing Arts Center, the current schedule through the month of June. All right, Duke Performances, phone number 919-660-3356. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Virtual spring season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances will premiere on Vimeo, for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the conclusion of the premiere, films will be available for viewing for another 72 hours. Starts off Saturday, June 30th, with Simone Dinnerstein, a brilliant thinker and collaborator who not only interprets work, but reimagine and recontextualizes it through lush and gorgeous recitals that exhibit what The New Yorker has described as lean, knowing, and unpretentious elegance. Saturday, February 6th, Arad Quartet, a dazzling young French string quartet who've captured the attention of chamber music lovers the world over in recent years. Saturday, February 13th. Saturday, February 13th, Kodo Legacy. From communicating with wartime troops to providing the soundscape for religious ceremonies, taiko drums have played a significant role in Japanese traditions for centuries. Saturday, February 20th, Voces 8, British vocal octet Voces 8, makes its Duke Performances debut with a program celebrating its vernacular musics. Since the octet's founding in 2005 and becoming a professional ensemble in 2007, Voces 8 has attained international recognition. Saturday, February 27th, Poulenc Trio, the group has been called virtuosos of classical and contemporary chamber music in one profile for Russian television. The trio is committed to commissioning, performing, and recording new works from contemporary writers. And this is Duke Performances through February. Now, over at UNC Chapel Hill, Carolina Performing Arts, the Commons Festival. The Commons Festival at Carolina Performing Arts is back in digital form. The Commons is an initiative devoted to supporting artists by fostering local creative community and discourse in and around the Triangle. Join us for streaming performances by the four Commons artists in residence, as well as our Shop Talk series. That's a small format roundtable event bringing together current, emerging, and aspiring arts professionals to talk about areas of the performing arts field. The festival will be presented over 4 weekends from January 29th through February 20th. All events must be registered separately. Starts off Friday, January 29th with Pain, Trauma, Triumph by Anthony A.J. Nelson. The creation of this solo dance work is intended to help us understand, acknowledge, and become intensely aware of emotional growth from our personal experiences. Streaming starts at 7 p.m. Saturday, January 30th, the first Shop Talk. Non-performing artists. This is a conversation with artists who fill in the space, from costumers to lighting designers or audio engineers, who take a creative expression and develop it into a room that enraptures an audience. Chat with seasoned designers and technicians on how they have used and bent those tools into their work. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.